Very cool mixed bag of stuff. So we're getting into bigger sounds, and let me just, I'm dying to play this recording that Nick has sent, and also along with it, one of his instrumental tracks he's given, which is the first track. It's a very short one. It's about a minute. So we're going to kick off the next set actually with Nick Furious, and I will leave it to Nick now to explain, and then I'll come back in a moment.
What's up, Dr. Wormwood? This is Nick Furious, and I think album openers tend to suck. I think the biggest problem is that artists try to do something that's like an intro to the album, as opposed to setting the tone for the way the album's gonna be. And then I feel like I listen to the opener and it's a little anticlimactic because I wanted a flavor of what I'm going to get from the rest of the album instead of an intro to the album. Do you know what I mean when I'm saying that? Like, it's a little bit different. An intro is like, you know, a prologue, whereas a flavor would be like chapter one, if that makes any sense. I don't mind if an opener is shorter than the other tracks on the album, but I do mind if it sets the tone with like some sort of weird mashup of talking and music, or some other type of experimental track that doesn't really represent the music that you're going to hear on the rest of the album. My favorite album opener, however, is sort of one of these things. It's from Prince's album For You. I don't even know how to explain it. It sounds like it's just eight different versions of Prince harmonizing with himself. And I sort of hate it, but at the same time, it's really creepy and eerie. So in that sense, I really dig it. But then I'm kind of a hypocrite for saying that I like it when it's that type of thing that I hate. So, I don't know. In general, I feel torn about openers. I think if you're going to start off your album, you should start it off with the best song that you have. Or, if you don't feel comfortable starting it with your best song, start it with something that's got a lot of punch or energy to get people going. I think that Weezer did that best with the opener on Pinkerton.
Awesome, Nick. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on openers and sharing one of your own openers. And before I get into some more music, just want to let you know we're nearing the end of our show. We have about 50 minutes left. I never thought I would have a hard time cramming in requests and my own selections as well as some new music in a 3-hour time slot. But I gotta say, I'm so sorry to anyone I've left out. And I encourage everyone to, I do read everything, even if I don't have a chance to play everything, but please send me emails at moderndonkey@gmail.com, or I'm gonna set up like a Facebook page or something that will be easier for people to join in the discussion. And I really, really, really appreciate it. Please tune in again next Wednesday, same time, 9 to 12, and we'll have a new theme, and so, which I have yet to figure out just yet.